Hello, 大家好. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Well, 你最喜欢的演员是谁? Who is your favorite actor or actress? 你为什么喜欢他呢? Is it what that person does on TV or in movies? Or because of who that person is in real life? Well, 今天的课程叫做 Dwayne Johnson, the People's Champion. No, that's not the name of a movie. It's the name that people like to call Dwayne Johnson. But Dwayne Johnson 是谁呢? Well, I think you know. 他是亡命关头里面最壮的那个演员。 That's right, if you've seen Fast and Furious, the Fast and the Furious, he's the strongest, the biggest man in there. And perhaps you've seen him as WWE wrestler The Rock. Well, today we will learn about a few things. First, we'll learn about his troubled youth. And we'll learn about his past in the ring. In the ring? Ring不是戒指吗? What kind of ring are we talking about? We're going to find out. Friends, let's get started.
Dwayne Johnson, the People's Champion. This king of the box office puts the audience first. The secret to Dwayne Johnson's success is simple. He gives people what they want. Troubled youth. When he was young, Johnson's family struggled with money, which led him down a bad path. While they lived in Hawaii, Johnson stole from tourists and high-end stores. When this led to police involvement, he decided to make a change. Coming from a family of wrestlers, he knew he could control his body. He built it up, eventually attracting the attention of a football coach.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 involvement 这个名词 ，in 这个字首是指进入 ，volve 这个字根有滚或卷的意思，所以 involvement 在这里是指涉入或参与。 例如, this campaign cannot succeed without the involvement and support of our community. 如果没有我们社区的参与和支持，这个活动就不可能成功。或者是, the politician denied any involvement in the scandal. 这名政治人物否认与这张丑闻有任何的牵连。继续我们看的是 wrestler 这个名词。 wrestler 是指摔角选手，所以他的T是不发音的，念成 wrestler。 例如, the boy has the build of a wrestler. 这个男孩有摔角选手的体格。如果去掉字尾的R, wrestle 就变成动词, 意思就是摔角。例如, Hank has wrestled professionally for 3 years. Hank 成为职业摔角选手已经三年了。另外一个和他相关的名词是 wrestling, W-R-E-S-T-L-I-N-G, 意思就是指摔角这个运动。例如, the wrestling tournament was broadcast on Fox Sports. 这个摔角锦标赛在福斯运动台转播。And
now it is time for the People's Champion, Rebecca.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, very good.
Yes,
very good.
At first I thought you were talking about me, the People's Champion.
Oh, don't be silly. You're not the People's Champion. Rebecca,
like,
you?
And I was thinking, well, yeah, you're right. I am a champion. And then I remembered Dwayne Johnson. Correct, yes.
He is the People's Champion. But Rebecca, you know what? Now that I think about it, you are a champion as well.
Mm-hmm. And thank you. Of course I am. As you are as well.
Well, I think that it's good to try to be a good example for other people. That can make you a champion as well. But of course, Dwayne Johnson has earned the nickname the People's Champion. We're going to find out about that later. But first, we read here, this king of the box office puts the audience first. Now, Rebecca, do you put people first, or what do you put first, and what does that mean?
I'm glad you asked, Gabe. Well, when you put somebody first, that just means that you are putting them before yourself or somebody else. So, for example, in my life, it's very important that I put God first. So God is the first priority in my life. And then after that, of course, my family and work and friends. So there's different priorities. However, you know, in a family setting,
yes, I do.
I think it's very important that the husband puts his wife first.
Wait, so you mean the husband shouldn't put his work first?
Definitely not. So, Gabe, you're a married man now, right?
Yeah, I certainly am.
You are. So it's very important for you as a married man to put your wife first before your work and before your friends.
Well, my wife would appreciate you saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's important for a wife to put her husband first, even before her kids.
That is actually a very true statement.
Yeah, because a lot of people kind of get those things confused. It can be easy to, over time, because it takes a lot of energy to put into your kids, to raise kids, right? But sometimes the husband and wife forget to love each other. And kids need to see that. Kids need to see their parents love each other, that they put each other first.
Do you know what I was told?
Yes.
I was always told, and I agree, coming from a child's perspective, that it actually makes a child feel more secure
mm-hmm.
when that child sees their mom and dad loving each other
yeah.
and putting one another first.
And I think that's a great reminder. So that's something I hope that I can remember in the future when I have kids. But of course, it's important to put your family first as well. Okay, so there is a time when you do need to put your kids first, right? Think about what is best for your kids. But right now we're learning about Dwayne Johnson. He puts the audience first. That means he really cares about the people that watch him on TV.
So the secret to Dwayne Johnson's success is simple. He gives people what they want. So before we talk about what that means, we see the title of this next section. It's called Troubled Youth. Let's take a look at this word troubled. If somebody is troubled, that just means that they have a lot of problems or difficulties.
Exactly. So in this section, we're learning about how Johnson used to steal from tourists in Hawaii. Okay, so he had a troubled youth. He would do things that he shouldn't do. A lot of rebellious kids, maybe you'd say they have a troubled youth. Okay, so troubled.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that someone is a troubled young man, a troubled young woman. Or if you notice that your friend seems upset or frustrated about something, you could say, hey, are you okay? You seem a little troubled about something.
I'm just a little bit troubled right now.
You're a little troubled?
But I'm feeling better now
okay.
because you asked. Sometimes you just need to ask how somebody's doing. It makes them, make them feel better. Okay, so we're talking about this word troubled, and it can refer to people, or you can use it to describe people, but you can also use it to describe times. For example, during World War II, there were definitely some very troubled times.
Yes.
Usually during wars, there are very troubled times.
Yeah, that's true. Or when the economy is bad, you could say that is troubled times, right? So here we're learning about Dwayne Johnson's troubled youth. When he was young, Johnson's family struggled with money, which led him down a bad path. So one bad thing can affect your life and give you a troubled period of life.
And of course, while they lived in Hawaii, Johnson stole from tourists and high-end stores. When this led to police involvement, he decided to make a change. And what is that change? Coming from a family of wrestlers, he knew he could control his body.
Now hold on. He could control his body, and he built it up, eventually attracting the attention of a football coach. All right. So it seems like he got into football. Later on, we're going to go to a section called In the Ring. Does that have to do with football? Or something else. Well, right now it is time for us to go to the info cloud to spend some time with Carolyn and Ken.
Hello, friends. Today we're going to look at a financial phrase, go bust. When a company runs out of money and can no longer operate, we can say that the company has gone bust.
If you are familiar with financial terms,
you may have heard of a business going bankrupt. Go bust is another slightly less formal way to say that a company went bankrupt.
Now, since go is an irregular verb, we need to be careful how we express the different tenses with the phrase go bust. Carolyn, why don't we give some examples for each of the tenses?
That's a great idea, Ken. Here's an example for go bust. The company might go bust if it can't sell more products.
Now let's try going bust. Tom's business is going bust. I don't know how much longer he can stay open.
What about going to go bust? It looks like the clothing shop is going to go bust within the next 6 months.
And of course, there's also has gone bust. I read in the newspaper that the toy store has gone bust.
Now for the confusing one, you can also say went bust. The company went bust 2 years ago.
如果要形容一家公司破产了，我们大概会用 bankrupt 这个字。今天我们要来看一个比较口语的讲法， go bust。 go bust 就等于 go bankrupt。 bust 在这里呢就等于 broke， 就是破掉、坏掉、毁了的意思。而 go 在这里呢有着 become 成为的意思。要注意 go bust 是个动词片语，而 go 是个不规则动词，因此不同的时态会用到 go 不同的形态。比如说 the company might go bust 用的是现在式，如果用未来式 the company is going to go bust， 现在完成式 the company has gone bust， 还有过去式 the company went bust。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. People always ask me, what's the secret to success? But there are no secrets. Be humble, be hungry, and always be the hardest worker in the room. Those are the words of Dwayne Johnson, the star of today's show.And here he is in the ring, the wrestling ring. Friends, it is time for us to learn more about the People's Champion.
Dwayne Johnson, the People's Champion. His success in the sport earned him a football scholarship to the University of Miami. In the ring. After college,Johnson attempted a career in professional football, but it didn't last long. Then he followed in his grandfather's and father's footsteps and became a wrestler. He used many names in the ring, but he became famous as The Rock. His loyalty to this character and fans earned him the name of the People's Champion.
OK, 接下来我们看 ring 这个名词。ring 在这里不是指戒指，而是指表演场或者是竞技场。例如 the boxers moved around the ring for a few seconds before throwing the first punch. 拳击手在拳击台上游走了几秒钟后才挥出他们的第一拳。或者是 the ropes of a wrestling ring are made with elastic materials to protect the fighters. 摔角台上的绳子是用弹性材质做的以保护选手。或者是 the circus elephant lost control and almost went outside the ring. 这只马戏团的大象失去控制，差点跑到表演场外。所以我们看的是 loyalty 这个不可数名词。Loyalty 是指忠诚、忠心或者是忠贞。例如 loyalty is a fundamental element of happy marriages. 忠贞是幸福婚姻的基本要素。如果要说明对谁忠心的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 Nathan's loyalty to the company is unquestionable. Nathan 对公司的忠诚绝对是毋庸置疑的。他的形容词就是去掉字尾的 ty 变成 loyal. 例如 Molly is very loyal to her boss. Molly 对老板忠心耿耿。And now let's go back to our teachers.
So we see that Dwayne Johnson was a very successful football player. We read, his success in the sport earned him a football scholarship to the University of Miami. This next section is called In the Ring. So is this referring to football or wrestling? After college, Johnson attempted a career in professional football, but it didn't last long. So I think In the Ring is referring to wrestling.
It must be. That's right. Of course, a ring has many different definitions. I'm wearing a wedding ring right now. However, we're talking about the wrestling ring. That is 决斗场, and that is where people go to wrestle. Rebecca, were you ever in a wrestling match?
You mean where I was in a ring?
Yeah.
Hey, actually, I like to wrestle with my niece and nephews.
Oh, yes.
We get on the floor, and then they jump on me, and then I wrestle.
Yes, that is a kind of wrestling for fun, right?
Just for fun. They always win. I don't know how that happens. They're only 4 and 5.
Oh, man. So you guys never wrestled in a professional wrestler's ring, right?
Nope.
Well, we read here, then Dwayne Johnson, then he followed in his grandfather's and father's footsteps and became a wrestler. So if you follow in someone's footsteps, that means you're following their example. Usually it means that you are doing the same thing that they did. I often think of a career. Your father has this career. If you follow in his footsteps, you're doing the same career that he did.
Well, you know, my sister Katrina, she decided to follow in her big sister's footsteps. That would
you?
Be me. And she decided to study English in college.
Oh, and she also followed in your footsteps and came to Taiwan.
Actually, I followed in her footsteps and came to Taiwan.
Oh.
She was here first.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, of course, Dwayne Johnson followed in his father's and father's footsteps and became a wrestler. He used many names in the ring, but he became famous as The Rock.
And his loyalty to this character and fans earned him the name of the People's Champion. That is how he got his nickname, because of his loyalty to this character and to his fans. That's another way of saying he was very loyal to his fans and to this character, The Rock.
Peter's loyalty to his father is very inspiring, and Brian's loyalty to his company is incredible.
And our loyalty, well, thank you for your loyalty to our show every day. It's time for us to show our loyalty to the SC Challenge. Yes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the SC Challenge, and please join me in welcoming Amanda. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you. Hi everyone.
And thank you so much for joining us today for the SC Challenge. Now today's lesson is actually about a very famous wrestler.
Ooh.
Yes. Do you enjoy wrestling?
No, that's not something I tend to do in my free time.
Okay. Do you enjoy watching wrestling?
I'm not a big fan of it, maybe because I don't understand the rules very well.
But you enjoy sports.
I do. I do like sports.
Yes. Great. Do you have a favorite sport?
Favorite sport watching, I would say, is gymnastics, you know, like at the Olympic Games. But to play, I think that I like soccer or, we have a game from New Zealand where I'm from. It's called netball.
Ooh.
Which, you know, like basketball, you bounce the ball, but in netball, you have to pass the ball.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Any sport that involves a ball, I think, sounds like fun. Well, right now, Amanda, I want to play a little game with you.
Okay.
It's called Make Me Guess. I want you to think of a sport. Describe that sport to me, and I'm going to see if I can guess it.
Okay. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, this sport has a racket.
Tennis.
Nope. Okay, here's another clue. Mm. It has a high net.
A high net. Racquetball. Oh, no, there's no net for racquetball.
No, that's against the wall. This one has a high net.
Badminton.
Yes!
Yes, badminton. I got it.
You got it.
Can you think of one more?
Okay. Let me see. Okay. This sport uses a ball.
Okay. Basketball.
This sport uses a high net.
A high net. Volleyball.
Yes!
Excellent. Volleyball and badminton. Those are two fun sports. Well, friends, what is your favorite sport? Do you enjoy watching wrestling? Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today. And Amanda, thank you so much for playing with us and having some fun. And we'll see you all next time.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina.
It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. And the words are attempt, involvement, loyalty, and scholarship. And the first sentence is, Annie got a to Princeton University. Yes, that's right. The answer is scholarship. Annie got a scholarship to Princeton University. Well, good for Annie. And I am sure if you study hard, you too can get a scholarship. Okay. Here's the next one. Dogs are well known for their and love. If you've ever had a dog, I'm sure you would agree with the sentence. That's right. Dogs are well known for their loyalty and love. You know, a loyal dog means it is faithful to its owner. But you know what, Serena? I think cats are loyal too. I agree. Our cat Suki is very loyal. When we tell him to sit down, he sits down. All right, let's take a look at our last sentence. Mike to read the book in one sitting, but fell asleep during the third chapter. Is the answer involvement or attempt? You got it. Mike attempted to read the book in one sitting, but fell asleep during the third chapter. Maybe Mike needs to drink more coffee. Well, friends, that's all for today. We'll see you next time on Twin Time.
All right, so we know that The Rock has very loyal fans, and he is very loyal to his fans. What else can we learn about the People's Champion?
Well, I guess you're going to have to join us tomorrow to find out, right here on
Studio Classroom.